Say a public service announcement regarding times and places of minyanim tomorrow morning for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The 6:40 minyan will meet here as usual in the daily minyan, as it is now referred to, and will stay here the entire time. The Netzach Chama minyan at 7:10 will meet in the upstairs conference room. And
7:05.
Thank you. At 7:05, Netzach Chama minyan upstairs conference room, and the 8:00 minyanim will be split to start off with. Its fill-in will start in the Beis HaMedrash, Nicole Beis HaMedrash, 8 o'clock, non-fill-in wares will start in the main sanctuary, and they'll combine for Hallel and finish upstairs in the main sanctuary. They'll be printed up on signs, but that's just the start as far as that goes. As far as this evening goes, at 8:45, Rabbi Feldman will be giving a shiur in the Kol Beis HaMedrash, followed by a Marav at 9:45. After Marav, everyone's invited to the Sukkah, where Chai Peking and Simone's have sponsored pastries and Chinese food, and there'll be a second shiur by Rabbi Stein in the Sukkah this evening as well. So 8:45, Rabbi Feldman in the Sukkah, followed by Marv. 8:45, Rabbi Feldman in the Beis Medrash, followed by Marv, and then into the Sukkah for the rest of the evening. What's with Hoshana Rabbah? So I just wanted to speak for minutes about this night that we're about to begin. Shulchan Aruch writes two basic ideas that happen on, or two customs that we have as far as Hoshana Rabbah goes. He starts off, he said, in Tafresh Samach Dalet, V'yom Shvi Shal Hoshana, Shehu Hoshana Rabbah, we daven as if it's a yantiv. There'll be a long psuki de zimra as if it's a yantiv. Take out the sefer Torah with the neguim as if it's a yantiv. The chatan's going to wear kittel during musaf with all the mizmorim. He quotes a minhag to go to the mikvah as if it's before Yom Kippur. A person should stay up all night learning. There's the aspects. Why is all of that? What's going on in this day? So the mechaber writes because the fisha b'chag nidonim al hamayim. The Mishnah states that on the chag of Sukkot we are judged on water. And as the Mishnah Berurah explains, if a kol chaye ha'adam tzuyin b'mayim, all of a person's life rests and is contingent upon water. All of his crops and his sustenance, everything was contingent upon the water. Therefore, the last day of the Yom Tov Sukkot is the Yom HaChisav, the conclusion of this judgment period of the water. Therefore, has that quasi status. It's almost like a Yom Kippur, almost like a Yontiv, and therefore, because of the fact that this is a day that we are judged on our entire life, so to speak, because the life depends so much on water, the day of Hoshana Rabbah, which is the end of Sukkot, the end of the time, and we're judged on that, therefore takes on that special meaning, and it has that quasi Yontiv status, which you will all recognize through the 2.5 hour chakras tomorrow morning. There is a second aspect of Hoshana Rabbah. He quotes a minhag as well to wear Shabbos clothes and not to do malacha until after you finish davening. Mishnah Berurah brings that as far as minhagim on Hoshana Rabbah. The second aspect are the Hoshanas, which we're all familiar with. The Mechaber brings as well that there was a Notlun Arava B'Yomzeh. We have a special ceremony of taking the Aravos. This is based on the practice that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, during all 7 days of Sukkot, there was a minhag, Halacha Moshe Messina, I should say really accurately, that they would place Aravos alongside the Mizbech, and the people would come and they would wave them. And on Hoshana Rabbah, they would actually take them and walk around the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach seven times with their Aravos. And the Nevi'im established for us, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, as a Zephah to the Mikdash, as we should remember what used to go on in the Beis HaMikdash, at least one day, we don't do it all seven, one day, and Hoshana Rabbah was the day that was chosen where in the Beis HaMikdash they would encircle the Mizbeach seven times. We take Aravos as well in recollection of when there was a Beis HaMikdash, that's what was done, and we therefore have the process of the Aravos as well tomorrow, which will go around the shul with the Sefer Torah in the middle seven times. So the simple meaning of Hoshana Rabbah, the Mechaber brings, is Nidonim al Hachag. It was a day that we're judged on water in commemoration of the Beis HaMikdash service that they had, in which they would walk around the Mizbeach seven times. On a different level, this is just food for thought. On a different level, the Svarim mentioned that Hoshana Rabbah, based on the tradition that we have that Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation, the day that man was created, which means that Hashem began creating the world on Chaf Hei Elul, Hoshana Rabbah, which is the 21st day of Tishrei, would turn out to be the 26th day since the beginning of creation, the 26th day, which corresponds to the name Havaya, the Yudke Vodke name of Hashem, which He used, so to speak, to create the world. So this is the day that completes the numerical equivalent of the name of Hashem that was used to create the world. It's also the day that we conclude all of the offerings, the 70 parim, which were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, corresponding to the 70 nations of the world, which we began with 14, 13, 12, going down in number. We concluded the 70th par was offered on Hoshana Rabbah as well. The decreasing number of the karbonas representing the nations of the world represents how they will become again a safa achas, a one nation is, as opposed to the dispersion, which they have many different nations. They will all come together in recognizing the emes of Hashem. V'haya b'yom ha'u, v'ayashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, b'yom hu yashem echad u'shmo echad. The time when Hashem will be echad, His name will be echad, on this 26th day, representing that same name of Hashem, which we yearn to be one, is the day that we conclude the descending order of the Purim, representing that taking from many nations and combining them down into one. And that's just a little food for thought. It's much deeper than that, but that's all that I understand. But in any case, tonight we begin a very special night of Hashanah Rabbah, the minhag to stay awake all night, b'kedusha v'tahara, to sit and to learn, to prepare for the final conclusion of the din of this entire period of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, with tomorrow's davening as well, of this yant, quasi-yantiv davening of Hashanah Rabbah.